Thanks for downloading this IMSA Radio podcast. It's for personal use only and must not be broadcast, reproduced, or used in any form without permission.
Tell your friends they can get their own copy by visiting IMSAradio.com or search for IMSA Radio wherever they get their podcasts.
The Porsche keys to the race will be giving you a little bit of a rundown of what happened in qualifying, also giving you the opportunity to find out where your favourite team, car or driver is as Jeremy Shaw runs down the grid. We're at Long Beach. It's round three of the IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship, the first of the sprint races for 2022, and we're live on IMSA Radio to be joined by IMSA TV in about 15 minutes time. So if you're outside the US or if you are in a territory that doesn't have a network TV deal, then you'll be able to watch exclusive, unbroken, uninterrupted flag-to-flag coverage with the IMSA Radio play-by-play. Let's say hello and good afternoon to Jeremy Shaw a little bit earlier in the afternoon for the IMSA race than has been normal down through the years here at the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach, Jeremy, and that's going to mean a little bit higher temperatures for the teams to think about, first of all.
Yeah, true that. It's certainly a different schedule this season. The good news is for the teams, on the first day of practice, which was yesterday, they did not need to be on the track at 7:30 in the morning like that has been in recent years here. So they were grateful for that there, an extra couple of hours in bed on Friday morning. But yeah, it's sort of middle of the afternoon now. Again, the good news is it's significantly cooler than yesterday, probably 20 degrees cooler. It was up in the mid to high 90s yesterday, which is unusual for this time of year here in Southern California. But the temperatures this afternoon are really, really nice, so low 70s. A beautiful day here.
I think probably the best thing to do is to get straight in to the grid. So Tim Gray up in London will fire off the famous music while Jeremy takes a deep breath and goes through the field for us this afternoon.
Yeah, thank you very much indeed. So this is the third round of the IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship for 2022, at least for DPI and for GTD Pro. However, we've got three classes here. Those two plus regular GTD, for which this is not a round of the full season championship, but it is round one of the WeatherTech Sprint Cup Championship, which is all of the shorter races on the schedule. So we've had a 24-hour race to start the season, then a 12-hour to Sebring, and now we come here to Long Beach on a completely different racetrack. We've got 26 cars. We have six in DPI, and then we have a total of 20 GTD cars, of which six are in their own subcategory GTD Pro, and 14 are in regular GTD. There's also one entrant that should have been here. That's number 42 NTE Sport SSR Lamborghini that unfortunately had a major problem on their trailer on the way here. They lost a tyre, which caused a lot of damage to the trailer. They have not made it this weekend. So, without a 14 GTD cars. Back of the grid then, 26th position is Kyle Washington in car number 34. That's the locally based GMG Racing Porsche 911 GT3R. Alongside him, Conor DeFilippi, car number 25, BMW Team RLL. That's a BMW M4. That car qualified second fastest yesterday. Unfortunately, it exceeded the rev limit during that session and it had several of its laps taken away, but it will start from the 25th position. Row 12 is all GTD. Number 99, Team Hardpoint Porsche 911 GT3R of Rob Ferriel. Alongside him, the similar car from Wright Motorsports, car number 16, is Ryan Hardwick. Row 11, the Pro car. That's number 79 WeatherTech Racing entry, but normally the 79 is a Porsche. It's not this weekend. It's a Mercedes AMG. Cooper McNeil, the starting driver. Alongside him, Robert McGinnis in car number 39, the car barn with Peregrine Racing Lamborghini Huracan GT3. Row 10, Brendan Erieb making his debut here on the streets of Long Beach. Also the debut for Inception Racing and the McLaren 720S GT3, that is car number 70. Alongside him, making its debut in the championship for Rick Ware Racing, an Acura NSX GT3. Car number 51 starting driver is the Australian Aidan Reed. Car number 96, the Turner Motorsport BMW. That's another car that fell afoul of the rev limits in qualifying, but car number 96 will start in the 18th position overall with Robbie Foley at the wheel. Alongside him, and Frankie Montecalvo, number 12, Vassar Sullivan Lexus RCF GT3. Two more GTD cars on row 8. Roman De Angelis in car number 27, one of two Heart of Racing team Aston Martin Vantage GT3s, alongside the second Acura NSX GT3 in the field. There is a Gradient Racing car number 66, started by Mark Miller. Russell Ward will start car number 57, that's a Winward Racing Mercedes AMG, from the 14th position, alongside the McLaren for Crucial Motorsports car number 59, local driver from Orange, California, is John Miller. Row 6 on the outside, the GTD car, car number 32, the Team Courthoff Motorsports Mercedes of Mike Skeen, alongside in the pro entry for car number 14, Vassar Sullivan, Lexus RSCF GT3. The pole sitter in regular GTD will start 10th on the grid overall, that is Madison Snow in the number 1 Paul Miller Racing BMW M4 GT3. That's his 7th pole position in the IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship. Alongside him is the 2nd of the Heart of Racing team Aston Martins in the pro category. Number 23 is Ross Gunn. The front row of the grid in GTD Pro, Matthew Jaminet, championship leader for Pfaff Motorsports. That's the Porsche 911 GT3R car number 9. And on the pole position, having won last time out at Sebring, the Chevrolet Corvette C8R GTD for Corvette Racing car number 3, the pole sitter for the 12th time in his career, just one behind his brother Ricky, that would be Jordan Taylor. Moving on now to the 6 DPI cars. In the 6th position on the grid is car number 10 for Konica Minolta Acura of Philip Albuquerque. Alongside him, Tristan Vautier, the number 5 JDC Miller Motorsports Cadillac DPI. Row 2 of the grid, we've got one Cadillac, that's the Wheeland Engineering Racing car number 31 of Pipo Durrani, and one Acura, the Meyer Shank Racing with Kerb Agajani in car number 60, the Englishman Tom Blomqvist. Front row, another Englishman, Alex Lynn, making his debut here on the streets of Long Beach, an excellent effort for him in car number 2, that's the Cadillac Racing Cadillac DPI, car number 02, and his teammate, both of these two cars run by Chip Ganassi's team. Car number 01 will start on the pole position. An expert here of Long Beach. He's won 3 times on the streets in the IndyCar series. And he has also made his 2nd consecutive pole position, having qualified on the pole at Sebring last time out. On the pole position then from France is Sebastian Bourdais.
So that is how they will line up. Well done, Jeremy. Well done indeed. And just starting the formalities down on the grid at the moment. Let's take a look at our Porsche keys to the race. High percentage, Jeremy, of a safety car here, as there is on most most street circuits. So a flexible strategy has often proved very useful here.
Yeah, it's just one of the there's two races that are this short on the schedule here and Detroit, just 100 minutes. That's very, very tight for DPI. They can possibly stretch it on just one stop, but unlikely. If it goes all green, the likelihood is that they will have to make one very, very one full pit stop and be able to get to the end from there. But it's very, very tight. If there's any caution period at all, then they would be good to go on just one pit stop during this race. Sometimes we see teams taking a gamble and committing to 2 stops early on, but that's a big risk, because if it goes green, you made an extra pit stop, you lost a lot more time compared to your competitors. For GTD, different story, because that's a much wider window. They can run the better part of an hour, so 60 minutes on a tank of fuel, which will equate round here to around about 50 laps. Last year's race length was 78 laps. I think that was the longest we'd have ever had here. I think we were all green last year. So, yeah, strategies and when you make your pit stops, very, very critical.
Yeah, and as you say, particularly for the DPIs, it's a short lap here. It is a short lap in terms of time and under 2 miles. So being called into the pit lane for a drive-through, or even worse, a stop and hold, that's not going to help your cause. So penalties are a real no-no here.
Yeah, don't get pick up any penalties. And there's a bunch of ways you can do here. We've seen quite a few teams during the practice sessions, particularly yesterday, overstepping the mark on the entrance to turn one. It's a left-hand corner. And parallel to the racetrack, as the cars go into the corner, on the right-hand side is a pit lane exit. You're not allowed to stray across that double line into the lane exit to get a better arc through the corner. Mm. We've seen a lot of penalties for that. That is when you do not want to pick up during the race.
Yeah, very good point, because a drive-through, as we see it, will really, really hurt you. And the tyres, Jeremy. Because this is a short race, there is an option here for two tyres, four tyres, maybe no tyres.
True. And it's a lot cooler today than it was yesterday. A good 20 degrees cooler, I think. So that is going to aid the Michelin rubber during this race. Of course, all the cars are running on Michelin tyres, and they have proven in the past to be pretty durable. And I think we're getting pretty good tyre wear, minimal degradation this weekend. So, yes, that there, again, another strategic option for the teams.
Yeah, and as far as the TPIs are concerned, the Cadillacs have looked strong. They're first and second. But Tom Blomqvist really hustled that Meyer Shank Racing Acura to third position. Not so good for Wayne Taylor Racing, but we know that the Acuras aren't quite as strong in the slower circuits.
Yeah, and yeah, it was. I mean, that was a stunning lap from Sebastian Bourdais. 1 minute 9.472. He's got almost 0.4 of a second on everybody, and the rest of them really are covered about that same margin. So it's super tight there. Stunning lap from Bourdais, almost 2 seconds faster than Elio Castroneves' old lap record he has set in qualifying. So that was pretty remarkable. But yeah, a great effort by Tom Blomqvist, particularly. He has been here once before. He raced a BMW here back in 2019. So he does have experience here on a track, but I was talking to him yesterday morning, and you know, this is a very different prospect, this racetrack, in a prototype car. But once again, he's proven himself to be a very, very quick learner.
At IMSA Radio, if you'd like to get in touch with us, and I said two or four tyres, people will say, well, it doesn't matter with IMSA because you can do that as you're fueling. My point is there, Jeremy, if you are just splashing, if you're, you know, have gone a long way into the race, particularly for the GTDs, you might not have time to put four tyres on whilst you're refuelling.
That's exactly right, John. And you talked about the strategic options. Well, I was walking around the paddock yesterday morning. There were several teams, well, one in particular that was there while they were doing it, number 31 team. They were practicing their driver changes. The stops generally are sort of 20-odd seconds or more stationary. They want to get their driver change down to 15 seconds. That was their target. They were down around about 16 when they did three or four driver changes while I was watching. And the conclusion was at the end of that, Timmy Keane, who's the strategist there, was overseeing it and timing every single driver change that they did. He said, yeah, okay, boys, we're going to come back later on today, i.e. yesterday, and work on that some more. They want to get that driver change down to 15 seconds.
15 seconds to get out to get out your racing seat and get somebody else in. That's impressive enough. But then when you think you've got to get a six-point harness fastened over the top of your hands device, that is pretty impressive going.
And maybe move around. Someone have driver inserts. Pipo Durrani will be starting this race. Tristan Nunez will finish. Tristan's a good bit taller than Pipo, so Pipo has to make sure he gets his driver, his back insert, out of the seat cleanly and out of the way, so Tristan can get in there. Yes, there's a lot goes on in those pit stops.
It's Jeremy Shaw. I'm John Hindhoff. We're in the Haggerty Global Broadcast Centre. We'll have VP Racing Fuel in race update, and we'll be going back to our Porsche keys to the race. And as we wrap up Michelin countdown to green, remember, we'll have post-race tech from Michelin coming up. Now it's time to go live in sound and vision.